I have a long version of my report and a short version of my report. Well, I think that to spare unnecessary pain to you and to the membership while maintaining the most important features and gaps identified in services, I will give you an oral summary, which naturally is not intended to modify or replace the longer version of my written report that, by the way, was made under my own responsibility. My report, which will be circulated later today, provides elements for the stocktaking in each of the four major areas of the services negotiations: market access, domestic regulations, GATS rules, and implementation of LDC modalities. In each area, I have attempted to describe the achievements made since my last written report to the TNC in July 2008, the remaining gaps, and how the gaps might be filled. In market access, the ministerial gathering held in July 2008 witnessed two landmarks in the services negotiation. The first was the services text, which reaffirms the goals contained in the core negotiating mandates. The second landmark was the signaling conference, which indicated how certain members might meet these goals through commitments in their revised offers. Since that time, it is clear to me that little or no significant progress has taken place in the market access negotiations. Gaps in sectoral coverage and levels of commitment need to be filled in order for members to be satisfied with the outcome of the services negotiations. In closing these gaps, rulemaking in the services negotiations will need to move in tandem with market access. Members can make progress in market access in services once the political will has been summoned to resolve problems in other areas of the round. In domestic regulation, many members are convinced of the importance of a satisfactory outcome on domestic regulation as a means of ensuring the effectiveness of scheduled commitments. However, members concur that gaps in the negotiations remain to be closed, both with regard to technical aspects of the future, in the future disciplines, as well as their level of ambition. Members take the view that there has been an increase in constructive engagement by all sides in the negotiations since the issuance of the revised chairman's draft text of March 2009. Members also observe that politically, the level of ambition of the disciplines is closely connected with advances on the market access side of the services negotiations and more broadly with progress in other areas of the DDA. In GATS rules, members recognize that useful and extensive technical work has been undertaken on all three areas, that is to say, in subsidies, emergency safeguards, and government procurement, over many years, and not least over the last 12 months. In terms of next steps, members call for more focused technical work on all three areas. In subsidies, which has recently received heightened political attention, the successful completion of the work program on information exchange will require positive participation from members. On the other two GATS rule subjects, further guidance is required to resolve fundamental political differences on the desired outcomes. On implementation of LDC modalities, that's to say the LDC waiver, members unanimously support the objectives underlying the draft waiver and are satisfied with the progress made since July 2008. Nonetheless, some members still have questions on elements of the waiver, including issues relating to its scope, duration, and the definition of the origin of services and service suppliers. As well, it is clear that for some members, an LDC waiver should be seen as part of a package and that negotiations on the waiver should not outpace those in other areas of the services negotiations. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, while members diverge in their specific interests in the services negotiations, they converge on the need for their successful conclusion as one of the main pillars of the DDA. Arguably, an ambitious outcome of the service negotiations would be consistent with the overall policy and regulatory reforms already undertaken by many WTO members and often reflected in bilateral and regional agreements. It is also clear that a successful outcome of these negotiations could go a long way in contributing to the development dimension of the DDA. The picture is not even across the four areas of the services negotiations. While little or no significant progress has been achieved on market access since July 2008, progress has been registered on domestic regulation and implementation of LDC modalities. On GATS rules, however, the gaps remain, although there have been more focused discussions and a work program adopted in the area of subsidies. While negotiating gaps obviously require intensive engagement by members, progress in the DDA single undertaking would need to be achieved in a commensurate manner across different areas of the negotiations. Thank you.